All right, thanks very much for that. And then, you know, each week at this time.
Oh, no.
What, there's more? Yes, wait a minute. There's even more. We honor a town, a village. Or I keep looking at the little...
Town of the week.
Yeah.
Little yeah, you have a pair there, of little. Underwear up there for some reason.
Yeah. It's from Kenosha. It's my only souvenir from Kenosha ever.
Kenosha.
Jockey. It's a little jockey key ring with a little pair of briefs.
All right.
And here is Mike Arnold, the town of the week.
Okay. The town of the week is Hebronville. It's located at the north end and is the county seat of Jim Hogg County in South Texas. The town was first settled in 1883 when the Texas-Mexican Railway bought land from ranch owner James Richard Hebron. Hebron himself lived in California, but his ranch was operated by his son, Arthur. With a new train station and a high demand for beef cattle and commercial ranching, Hebronville's population grew quickly. In 1887, a group founded by Spanish settlers hoping to teach their ancestry launched, and the town's first church was organized in fall of 1899, and a post office followed suit in 1895. In 1913, as more and more private schools popped up amongst the area ranches, Hebronville joined the burgeoning Jim Hogg County. Following a unanimous vote, Jim Hogg. Yeah, J-I-M-H-O-G-G.
Two G's.
Yeah. Following a unanimous vote, Hebronville became the county seat. A courthouse, school system, and state bank all launched that same year. Starting in 1914, a theater and hotel were created, and the town had a population over 400. In the summer of 1918, Helen Sewell Harbison, home from studying at the University of Texas, became the first woman in state history to cast a ballot. This was 2 years prior to the 19th Amendment. In 1926,
Are we going to go every year, year by year?
No, it feels like it, though, doesn't it? Maybe I should do it in my regular voice.
No, don't do that
in
either.
In 1926!
No, stop it!
Okay. In 1926, the Jim Hogg County Enterprise newspaper launched, and the following year, the population was nearly 2,000. The Chamber of Commerce formulated in 1958, and 2 years later, the Hebronville Auction and Commission Company was established to accommodate the growing number of cattle bought and sold in the area. Today, the town population sits at nearly 5,000, and it boasts a newly remodeled town plaza. During the year, the locals cheer on the Hebronville High Longhorns, and that is our Town of the Week, Hebronville, Texas.
The Longhorn. High School Longhorn. Okay. We have mostly milking shorthorns here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice to hear longhorns once in a while.
True. Yeah, the longhorns.
Very nice. Nice piece of research there. Did you do that?
It was pretty extensive. Took me a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you actually go down there? Sounds like you went down there and talked to people.
I flew down for a few days and hung out with people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it? Where'd you stay? With someone?
I stayed at. They have a little Days Inn.
In Hebronville proper, or
yeah, it's right downtown,
or somewhere
right
out next
to the
out in Jim Hogg County, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed at the. I flew in to the Jim Hogg Memorial Airport. It's really nice.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have someone from Hebronville, Texas, at Town of the Week. It's Juan Carlos Guerra. From Hebronville. Hey, Juan Carlos, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. What's happening?
New? Well, what are you all talking about, our great town?
It's our town of the week. We honored it. We picked them randomly. When someone throws a dart at a map. We've done this for years now. And they hit Hebronville. And you heard there what Mike Arnold found. Was he accurate in what he had to say or not?
Yeah.
Juan. He was?
Except they're all longhorns, no shorthorns.
Yeah.
I think you said that.
No, I threw in the shorthorns myself.
Okay.
Because we got shorthorns around here, you know. We milk them, though. We don't ride them or anything. I don't think anyone's ever ridden a shorthorn, you know, like in a rodeo or something. I don't think so. How are you, Juan?
Good.
Yeah. Are you working right now? Did we catch you at a good time?
Good time.
Good
Not
time?
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had your coffee yet?
Yes.
Yeah. How was it?
Great.
What kind are you drinking?
Decaf.
Decaf? No. What's the point, Juan?
It's better.
It's not better. It's worse. It doesn't do anything for you, and it doesn't even taste like coffee, really. Okay. Do you have to work today yet?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you work at?
I work at a dealership here for Chevrolet and GMC in Hebronville.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah. Finance department.
Can you get me a deal on a Silverado?
We sure can.
Yeah.
When are you coming to pick it up?
Can you drive it up here for me? Because I don't know when I'll be in Hebronville next. I don't know.
We sure can for an extra fee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? What have you got on the lot there right now, Juan?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
I want one. I want a Silverado with a gun rack and a trailer hitch.
For sure. You got it. Yeah. You're in South Texas.
Think it'll be hard to find. I'd say it won't be hard to find, I imagine. Well, that's cool. Juan, you heard what he said about what do we miss about Hebronville just in Mike's description there?
Everything is correct. We do have a Vaquero Festival, which is a highlight every year where we celebrate our heritage from the our ancestors that came in and worked on these ranches and cattle and all that. Mm-hmm. So the state designated Hebronville as the Vaquero capital of Texas, and we celebrate that every November.
Yeah.
That's the big event here.
Is that a pretty good time?
Yes.
What goes on?
We've got a petting zoo for the kids. We've got essay contests for the high school students where they talk about their ancestors. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a big festival, carnival, food, drinks, everything.
Yeah. Now, when you say drinks, what are we talking about?
Alcoholic drinks, non-alcoholic.
Now, when you say
name it, we got
when
it.
You say alcoholic drinks, what are we talking about, Juan?
We're talking about the Bud Light, Coors Light.
Bud Light
Miller
is what
Light.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
You got to up the ante a little bit there, I think.
I know.
Bud Light. That sounds like a great time. That's not until November. Anything going on over the summer, or if we were coming down there to Hebronville and you were showing us around, what would we do about this time of year?
This time of year,
yeah.
Not much.
Not much.
Nope.
That's perfect.
We're a small town over here in the deep South Texas. Good for hunting, but that starts in November also.
Yeah.
And then we've got our local county fair for the kids. That's every March. That's what we have here.
The fair, it's in March, huh? The fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fair. And then the festival is in November.
Okay, but we're down there because you're down there, Juan Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're visiting you, and you got to show us a good time. So where do we go?
We go to Frank's Cafe.
Frank's Cafe.
That's been there since the town started.
Okay.
And it's got usually has live music on weekends and hang out there. That's
okay.
What we've got.
So is that we just hit Frank's really hard every day or every night?
No, on the weekend. During the week, if you're visiting Hebronville, you're probably coming for your new Chevrolet.
Yeah. Okay, but what I'm asking, once I get it, where am I going to drive? Where am I going to drive it once I get the Chevy, which is a done deal as far as I'm concerned?
You're going to go across town, which is maybe 3 miles.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. All right, let's say I'm going into some of the surrounding communities as well. And I got a new, brand new, almost new Silverado here now, and then I want to go see some things around. You know, I don't have to stay in town.
Laredo is about 54 miles west of us.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun.
So there they've got everything else. And then you're right at the border.
So as I understand it now, I come to your lot, I get the Silverado, and we head straight for Laredo.
Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi is about an hour east of us.
Yeah. I think Laredo, maybe, don't you think? What's your pick?
Laredo's fine.
Yeah, Laredo sounds good. Do you know some spots in Laredo we could go to?
Sure.
Yeah. Where do you like to go when you're in Laredo?
Well, they've got everything else from movie theaters and malls, none of what we have here.
Yeah. I'm not talking malls or movie theaters.
Oh, did you want to go?
Well, I don't know. I like to do a little line dancing, maybe, you know. I got
oh,
the Silverado.
Rumors Country Club, then, in Laredo.
What is it?
Rumors Country Club.
Rumors Country Club. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. A country club.
Yeah.
Do you have to be a member?
No. Just
cool.
Show up.
Finally, a country club that would have me. I love it. Thanks, Juan Carlos. I don't want to take up too much of your time here. I know you got to get to work and everything. We have a little something for you for being so nice.
Yes, we'll be sending you the Golden Glory of America's Dairyland in a selection of handcrafted artisan cheeses made with only all-natural ingredients from southwestern Wisconsin Cedar Grove cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
We're sending you some cheese, man. Thanks, Juan Carlos.
Come visit us soon.
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it. From Hebronville, Texas, our town of the week. Thanks, Juan.
Thank you.
Okay. Explain how this thing works here. Now, it seems rather complicated, you know, with the underwear hanging from the dart and everything. Yeah, you want this? Here. Here you go.
Here's yes, we need somebody to throw the dart, and I'm taking the underwear off of it. So is there anybody who wants to throw a dart that's very close to the stage right now? Okay, come on up
yes,
here.
Yes, you know, he's a good here. Sport.
Round of applause for our friend coming out today.
Get his name and everything.
And your name, please?
I'm John.
John?
Just uses the one
are
name.
Are you an expert dart thrower?
Novice.
Novice, okay. Yeah, as long as you don't hit him, I think we're fine. So throw somewhere in the direction of that. And we'll see where it lands. Okay, let's see. Here we go.
It's not Texas.
It looks like it may be White Plains, New York. So there you go.
White Plains, New York. Wait a minute. You won something.
I think you won.
You won this? Yeah, no one has taken these books for years now. Yeah, this is a good book. That's from Calvin Prillin, 2012 election. And here, the Book of the Dumb, too, Uncle John's. Bathroom reader fame. Thanks, John. The White Plains, New York. Town of the Week next time out.